When you head to the break room for lunch, pop in your earbuds and hear what the invasion is serving up Pop's tomorrow World. 9 till 1 Pop's on Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, NFL. The Ticket.
Pop's World. Pop's World.
All right. We got a couple more segments left. But the first one we need to do is Bob's World.
Well, I appreciate you guys doing research for the show for the 515 segment. That was above and beyond.
Yay.
You're welcome.
And I also did some research for the show last night by drinking wine while watching Monday Night Football. So,
by the way, we were right.
What?
I think me and you were, that they would mention the 45th anniversary of the John Lennon, Howard Cosell announcement of the John Lennon death.
Yep.
You were wrong.
Who questioned us?
What? I didn't put any money on the line.
No way. Not a chance.
Okay, so there's a podcast out there that I listen to now.
Ew.
But it's got the episodes are like 3.5 hours.
Yeah.
It's called Acquired.
Way to be loyal to terrestrial radio.
3.5 hours? What?
First of all,
what is going
terrestrial
on?
Radio has not bought me. If I find something I want to listen to out there, whether it be a Smiths album or a podcast, I will do that as well.
So you're watching you're watching All the President's Men. You're listening to that. You bitch about the 70s with no editors, but you're listening to it.
If a podcast is good, it's good.
Oof.
Okay, it's called Acquired. I've listened to 2 episodes. The first one was about Nike. It's awesome. Then I listened to one about Trader Joe's. 3.5 hours.
Trader Joe's?
About the store
I
Trader
know,
Joe's.
Yes.
The next one is Costco. I hear that one's great. But the Trader Joe's story, first of all, I have no idea about the backstories of these businesses we frequent. But they all have a story, I'm sure. And some are interesting, some are not. And I found Trader Joe's interesting, partly because they told the story in a way where it kind of goes back to 7-Eleven. Do you know why 7-Eleven started to exist? Do you know the first reason 7-Eleven opened in Dallas? What was their major...
Was it not Slurpees?
That was not why they were founded. They did something for America, founded in Dallas, starting in Dallas. They offered a service that put them on the map.
Hot roller hot dogs.
Does anybody know?
Cigarettes.
They delivered ice.
Oh.
In 1927, they were the Southland Ice Company. So 7-Eleven, back then, before refrigeration... You would literally have an ice box, okay? And you had to get ice for your ice box. And so you would go purchase a block of ice, evidently to keep your food fresh.
Yeah, I've heard this. I didn't know they did that.
That was their first thing. And do you know why they're called 7-Eleven?
Because they were open at 7 until 11?
And why would an ice store be open from 7 to 11?
To cater to people before or after work?
It's cooler?
It's cooler! Thank you! You don't want all your ice being delivered or in transit in midday in Dallas in the 20s.
Wait, so 7 to 11 is not 7 a.m. to 11 p.m.?
No, it is. But those were the before it gets hot and after it gets hot is the prime time to go collect your ice for your ice box.
Okay, I got
Or
you.
They might deliver it to you. I don't fully grasp what 100 years ago was like. It sounds like a beating. I like refrigerators better.
And didn't they, because they couldn't make ice, so they would just haul a glacier or an iceberg and
well,
chip it
now,
into pieces?
Now you're asking how these guys manufactured their ice, and I did not go that deep, or at least this podcast did not. But they're talking about
3.5 hours didn't cover that?
Ironically, no. This wasn't even about 7-Eleven, but apparently it started with ice, and then some customers are like, you know, if you guys would sell eggs and milk and bread, then we don't have to go anywhere else, and we'll just buy it where we buy our ice. Thus founding the convenience store. How about that?
Interesting.
So now a convenience store is a thing. You can't buy everything there, but you can find some things there. So that now leads us to Trader Joe's, because Joe Colombe, I believe is his name, was the founder, and he originally was kind of doing the convenience store thing. Rexall, and kind of in Southern California, going after some, he founded something called Pronto, which was very similar to 7-Eleven, except it was over in California, and 7-Eleven was in Texas. And Pronto was going to be kind of the big convenience store out that way. And he eventually found his way to Trader Joe's because his name was Joe. And that's what he came up with.
Interesting.
Almost like Coach Joe, but totally different. So Trader Joe's started by selling what?
Wine.
Wine. Thank you.
$3 Chuck?
$2 Chuck.
Oh, $2 Chuck.
Okay. So I'm listening to this, and I'm hearing all the things that make Trader Joe's Trader Joe's. For instance, they don't do loyalty programs. They don't do sales. They don't do, I mean, they don't want your phone number when it's time to pay. They have some unique things that I honestly don't even notice, because I just want the jalapeno mango slices, the freeze-dried, you know, and the little nut things they got there. Those are good, right? The little maple nut.
Sure.
Oh, my gosh, they're so good. But then they start pointing out all the differences about the store, including the fact that they created the store so that your average height woman can reach everything. So
it's like a 5'3".
If you go in there, yes, if you go in there, you'll see that all the aisles are not very tall, and they have very tightly compacted products. And they start going through all this stuff, and I'm like, okay, well, that's interesting. Oh, that's interesting too. So kind of an interesting story about a business that you kind of like, right? And then they get into $2 Chuck. Okay. I like wine. Corby will tell you when we're on the road that he'll order a glass of Merlot or a cab, and I generally just say I'll have what he's having, because I don't even know what I'm ordering. I just know that it's nice with dinner once in a while, right?
Yeah,
but I don't know anything about it.
And Jesus could make it out of water.
That's actually not a reason I like wine, but it is an interesting fact. So thank you. But there are glasses of wine that are like $100. And there's glasses of wine that are $8. And I'm confessing for you that I'm not sure I could pass that taste test of which is which. I don't know if it's something wrong with my palate. I don't know if I'm not skilled. But I've learned over time that coffee sort of tastes like coffee, and wine sort of tastes like wine to me. Now, I assume there are limits to, wow, that's an amazing wine, but a red wine sort of tastes like a red wine to me. Now, I realize this will be frowned upon by everybody that loves wine, but you probably won't find me collecting $300 bottles.
Right.
It's just not my space.
Me either.
So they're telling me the story about $2 Chuck, and I don't know anything about $2 Chuck. I'd never heard about it last week at this time. But Trader Joe's, through the wine game, started realizing, with all of their products, that selling other people's products is not their game. They do their own private label stuff. They're not going to sell you your Lucky Charms. They're going to sell you Trader Joe's cereal,
yep.
Trader Joe's coffee, Trader Joe's everything. They're not here to give space. They're not here to be real estate for grocery, you know, and because they don't want that. They don't want to be responsible.
So there's nothing in a Trader Joe's that is off Trader Joe brand?
Nope.
I don't think so. I think it's all private label.
I didn't know that.
And that now extends to their wine, where they started buying all these bankrupt wineries in Napa Valley, because many wineries make a lot of money, but many, many, many more try and then go broke because the wine game's too difficult or something happens. Or, well, in the case of Charles Shaw, who is $2 Chuck, rest in peace, he made an entire year's vintage, whatever. I'm sure I'm describing this well. Put it in barrels, and the sealant was not beeswax. It was something else that tainted the wine. And so he kind of lost his fortune on a operator error with wine manufacturing. So they went bankrupt, and Trader Joe's bought the label. I don't think they actually operate the winery, but they take the label and they take the product, and I'm not positive how it all works. But in about 2002, Trader Joe's, one of their best moves they've ever made as a company, is they start selling Two Buck Chuck, which is this Charles Shaw label, for $2.
Jeez.
And since then, as of 2022, they had sold a billion bottles of Two Buck Chuck.
Dang.
Now you're asking, what could the profit be on a $2 bottle of wine? And the answer is, they don't care. Because they know if you go buy that wine, you're going to want the freeze-dried mangoes, and you're going to want the coffee, and you're going to want this.
You're going to want those frozen pot stickers.
And it just gets you in the door. And somebody said, how can you have wine that's cheaper than a bottle of water? Their answer, the bottle of water is too expensive then, because this is not a problem. We'll keep making more of this. Now, the quality is where the question is. So I bought a bottle of Two Buck Chuck, which now costs $4.
Yeah.
Times are tough.
Yes.
So I bought a $4 bottle of wine.
Thanks a lot, Biden.
And?
It tastes just like wine to me.
So I'm no wine connoisseur either.
Me neither.
I know way more about beer and I have a discerning palate for beer.
Like, now they're basically saying this,
not like Matt,
this is what the college kids drink.
Okay.
This is the Milwaukee's best version of wine.
That's the thing.
This is the Boone's Farm of today.
But that's what they say, but I can't
tell the difference. If you poured Two Buck Chuck and then you poured a bottle of you know, $30 wine, I think 100% I can tell the difference.
I'd like to try.
If I could talk out of my ass for a second.
Yes, sir.
I think, like, with the cheaper wines, that the sulfites.
Yes.
That the concentration of sulfites can give you a hangover.
So the cheaper the wine, the worse the hangover?
Yeah.
Yeah, theoretically. Which makes sense.
I'm positive that I'm being looked down upon by even suggesting that this wasn't that bad.
But
when Corby and I go to dinner, and he orders one, and I say, I'll have what he's having, and then what I had last night watching the Eagles lose, it's the same thing. So I don't know if restaurants use it.
As their
house cab. I don't know.
No, they do not.
Okay.
No, that is definitely exclusive to Trader Joe's.
Yeah.
Like, you only are getting that there. I don't think that any restaurant.
Did you think a restaurant would go buy a case of it?
No.
Well, did you ever do, was it Macaroni Grill, where they would have the table wine and you would mark down how many glasses you had with the crayon on the table?
That was before my wine era, but I remember that for sure. Absolutely. So I learned about Two Buck Chuck, and now I'm actually like wandering back over there to get another bottle.
Kind of brilliant what they do.
It's kind of good.
Dude.
And it was $4.
A billion. I mean, come on.